women leaders in Arua City have called on the government and implementing partners to relax the terms and conditions for accessing funds under the Generating Growth Opportunities and Productivity for Women Enterprises Grow project, a program supported by the World Bank to empower women entrepreneurs. Speaking during the belated International Women's Day celebrations held at Arua Coa PTC Playground, women leaders said many potential beneficiaries, especially those in rural areas, are unable to access the funds because of the strict requirements. Opio John Paul finds more as in this report.
Speaking during the belated International Women's Day celebration at Arua Coa PTC Playgrounds, the leader said many rural women are failing to benefit from the project due to the strict requirement, especially the need for land titles and other high-value collaterals. Jen Aquero, the chairperson of Dual Market Vendors Association, says many women are interested in the program but are struggling to meet the condition.
With this GROW project, it has been a very difficult way to penetrate and get it because all their efforts have been in vain. A woman, a market vendor, to at her level in this situation to go and access that GROW project, believe me, it is very difficult and very challenging because, one, they don't have the assets to put there to show all the big capital that they can show.
Nadia Idi Hassan, the female councillor for Windri Ward in Arua Central Division, suggests that government should consider channeling the fund through SACCO groups.
It has a long process. The first one is they want a registered business, they want a team, it has a very long process that a local woman cannot access. And this is where the challenge is. Most of our women are organized in circles and in savings groups. If this money would only be diverted in circles and women and savings group to women, I think women will easily access this fund. This fund is so good, the interest is very low, which would be very good for women. So I would urge the government to relax some of these conditions and at least divert this money to women's savings group or women's circles.
Meanwhile, Atimali Jackson Nabuti, the area member of parliament for Arua Central Division, says discussions are ongoing at the national level to review some of the conditions.
So when we realized that it had so many conditions, we requested the Minister for Gender to come, and we had a meeting, I think 3 or 4 engagements with the Minister of Labour. So we presented this to the Minister of Labour, and they said they were going to harmonize and make it a little easier for the women to access.
Kagwa Frank, the head of personal banking from Pearl Bank Uganda Arua branch, says the uptake of the fund is still low, but sensitization efforts encouraging more women to apply.
There's been allocation for each district. In the first and second tranches, there has been a slow uptake on this project funds. But on the last uptake, which is the last tranche of these funds, the Arua women in business, since yesterday and for the days I've been here, have started going to the branch and applying. And I'm telling you that quite a number of women have so far accessed these funds, and a lot of these funds are still with the bank. Just go to the branch and apply for this money because it has only been allocated, so no one will take money which does not belong to a specific allocation in this case.
For Row 1 FM News, Opio John Paul reporting.
Thank you, Opio John Paul, for that report. West Nile